Welcome back to the Brigade of Imbeciles podcast. We're shaking things up a little bit. We're not talking about any episodic content today. Instead, we'll be breaking down basically what has happened between mid-May until mid-June. As we all know, season 2 has been announced.
Yay!
Add in some clapping. And don't add in what I'm saying here.
So first, we're going to go through the timeline of teasers, hints, and news from the cast and crew, and from news outlets, of course, on the state of Our Flag Means Death, and, you know, some hints for the upcoming season 2 renewal. So on 15th May, we got some really bad news that Gus Khan was leaving Our Flag Means Death. He tweeted, "Thanks, hashtag OFMD gang. I won't see you again, but your support for a show that resonated with you was honestly beautiful." Gus Khan plays Ivan in Our Flag Means Death, and it was really, really sad news, and a lot of people were trying to figure out from that news, which was kind of cryptic, whether or not they had announced a new season and there were scheduling conflicts with the cast and the crew, and if that was the case, that they had already decided on a renewal and decided on shooting dates.
And he followed up on the 2nd of June saying that, you know, this is how the industry works sometimes. He's not sure why, but they could have been choosing a different direction. Maybe it was a financial decision, or maybe they just weren't feeling him as Ivan. But, you know, that's all part of the journey, and that's where the fun is for him.
So far, David and HBO Max haven't come up with a statement on why Gus is leaving, and there are some fan campaigns to try and, well, initially it was to try and get Ivan back onto the show, but it evolved into more of a show of support for Gus Khan and to show him that the fans do love him and the fans do support him in his future ventures.
Yeah, and he tweeted on the 7th of June that he's never witnessed loyalty like this before. So, May 16th. That was initially, right, the first date for the rumors of the renewal.
The rumored first date of renewal, yes. Because there's going to be an HBO...
Upfront week?
That's when they showcase the new upcoming series and, like, movies that they wanted to showcase to investors and to journalists. And we were waiting with bated breath for any OFMD crumbs, but unfortunately, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Zilch.
Well, there was a little bit. There was, like, maybe 2 seconds of OFMD footage in the teaser trailer that they gave out.
Literal crumbs.
But, you know, that's better than nothing. So Alex Zelbin, he was at the HBO Upfront event, and he was giving live updates, like, every few minutes, and he was looking specifically for OFMD news because he is apparently a really big fan. He's a managing editor at The Decider. And when the event was done, he was very disappointed, which is pretty funny.
Okay, we were all disappointed that no news came out of that. But it's okay, because we moved to maybe like 2 or 3 days later. We received a very cryptic tweet by Human by Orientation saying, "We all have our secrets," with a really suggestive face and a HBO Max clip of Jim pinning Lucius down into the ground.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Human by Orientation is, I think they're part of HBO, where they showcase specifically queer stories. And of course, Jim and Lucius are queer. This tweet saying, "We all have our secrets," it kind of ties in later on. We're going to get to that. But just remember what it says. We all have our secrets.
Yeah, it's like the first hint.
The first little hint
that we got
to renewal.
Something's coming.
So following this, on May 26th, the National Park Service of America specifically posted on Instagram a photo of a huge full moon from the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And the caption goes, "Can you not have a bit of respect? Some of us are trying to bask in moon glow. Nathaniel Buttons." Samba replied to this saying, "I vote for us to shoot season 2 in Hawaii." Following that, Samson Kayo, who plays Oluwande, tweets, "Need some new Crocs," with a blushing smiley face, which is a huge hint because Oluwande famously wears Crocs in Our Flag Means Death, a very historically accurate show.
And on 31st May, TV Ratings Guide released an article called HBO Max Renew / Cancel. Hashtag Our Flag Means Death becomes the first comedy to lead platform in worldwide demand. To which Samba replies, "How much history can you make at David Jenkins? Of course, not possible without any of you."
So this TV Ratings Guide article basically goes through all the different series to give its opinion on whether or not a show is going to be cancelled or is going to be renewed. And of course, Our Flag Means Death was rated as renewed. And this was hours before HBO Max and Our Flag Means Death both tweeted at the same time these two teasers saying, "I'm normal secretive," with a clip of Jim and Oluwande talking about the secretive nature of Jim. And Our Flag Means Death tweeted the clip of Steed about to show Ed his secret auxiliary closet for the first time. And he says, "Can you keep a secret?" So Vess was
unfortunately asleep. I was out of commission on 31st of May because I was suffering from severe jet lag. I missed these two tweets completely and woke up to Lian spam texting me that something was going to happen really soon.
Yeah, for 99% of these really exciting announcements, Vess was like conked out. She was not conscious at all, and she was very, very late to the party while I was freaking out on OFMD Twitter. So when these two tweets came out, everybody was going kind of crazy. But it was like, I think it was 2 a.m. for me. So I went to sleep. And the next day,
so on 1st June, not coincidentally the first day of Pride Month, we received an announcement that season 2 was officially setting sail.
So from there, we had a ton of cast and crew reactions. David Jenkins, the creator of Our Flag Means Death, tweeted, "Heard you might want more pirates being friends and loving each other up, so we got you the second season." I'm gonna guess that that reference comes from the article that came out saying that Steed and Ed were having a supercharged friendship instead of a romance. So he's being sarcastic. He follows that tweet with, "But really, you got us this second season with your enthusiasm, talent, and joy. We love your love for this show. Thank you for an amazing experience and for meeting our work with such kind passion."
XX.
Meanwhile, on Instagram, David Jenkins posted the video, the season 2 announcement video, with the caption, "Seconds anyone?" And Samba replies, "You're no longer a wooden boy." This is reference to David Jenkins's bio on Twitter saying that he's just a wooden boy who grew up to create Our Flag Means Death.
In typical Reese fashion, he tweets in a really like nonchalant manner saying, "Sorry, I was taking a nap after dropping the kids at school. Did we get a second season?" And then he replies to the HBO Max account saying, "Woohoo!" And on Instagram, he posted, "We're coming back."
And on that Instagram post, he posted a photo of Steed and Ed during the blindfold scene. And he wrote, "Really? ! on the photo.
He followed up by posting another post of the trailer video saying, "It's official. We're coming back. I'm so proud of this show and the role I was born to play. Getting another chance to spread Steed's wings means so much to me, and I know the fans deserve more. We're gonna bring it."
When he posted that on Instagram, everybody was going crazy because he really does deserve everything good in the world. And it's so refreshing to finally see him embrace the fact that he was born to play Steed, because he's always talking about how he plays like secondary characters.
Yeah, and this non-leading man roles.
Yeah, and this is his first ever leading role. So following the announcement, Samba posts on Instagram, "Happy Pride Month. Stupid Puppet pulled it off." He also tweets, "This of course wouldn't be possible without any of our amazing fans, our crew, with their mind-blowing talent, delightful skills, and fierce dedication. So fierce, like Beyonce on steroids in an active volcano fierce. Thank you all."
And back on Twitter, Con O'Neill, who plays Izzy Hands, tweeted, "Happy Pride, you beautiful people," with a photo of trending in movies and TV, hashtag renew our flag means death. And shortly after, he tweets a smiley face emoji and a heart-shaped emoji in response to HBO Max's trailer for season 2. And on Instagram, he posts a thirst trap. Posts a thirst trap of him lying down in the sun with the caption, "I'm a very happy pirate. Renewed OFMD."
So on Twitter, Vico Ortiz, who plays Jim, they tweet, "Hardest part was not being able to like/comment/engage with TikToks that had anything to do with the OFMD renewal, and then seeing my algorithm slowly change into science talk, which I guess wasn't too bad. Learned some stuff, but I love me some gay pirates." Vico replies to Emily Eldridge Hall, who is the post coordinator on Our Flag Means Death, "I told all my friends we probably weren't getting renewed because I was losing hope, but we did it. Congrats to my cast and crew on season 2 of Our Flag Means Death." Vico replies, "Listen, same."
And Samson, of course, has to follow up on his whole Crocs team, sending a tweet that has 3 smiley face emojis and hashtag sport mode. And Samson quote retweets his own tweet, in which he said, "Need some new Crocs," with a gif of Rihanna giving a side eye.
Nathan quote retweets the season 2 announcement with a gif of Lucia saying, "Oh, thank God it's out. I'm so bad at keeping secrets."
And I think that's like the best reaction.
Yeah, he's been holding on to that for so long.
So now we're going to take you through what has happened since the renewal on 1st June.
So this Pride Month, every day there's been like so much new material coming out, new interviews, new articles, Taika winning lots of new awards. We'll talk about this later, but he keeps going on the Lightyear and the Thor press junket and just talking about Our Flag Means Death. He has pirate brain rot, probably worse than us.
Yeah, he just hijacks all their interviews and talks about Our Flag Means Death.
And Disney is paying for it.
So there was a bit of mixed reactions to the news of the renewal coming out on the first day of Pride Month, because people were saying that this was like planned rainbow capitalism.
So I saw a few different reactions to it. Yes, there are a lot of it that was rainbow capitalism, but I think most of the people on my timeline were so excited for the actual renewal that they pretty much didn't care that it was on Pride Month or that HBO Max waited for Pride Month to announce it.
Yeah, I think everyone was just like too overwhelmed by the news of renewal.
And also, I saw somebody say that technically it isn't rainbow capitalism, and it's actually a good thing that they announced it on Pride Month, because it highlights the queer themes and characters throughout the series. HBO Max isn't actually releasing any, you know, merch. They're not capitalizing basically from this announcement. It's just something that the fans can celebrate.
Yeah, I guess they're just being explicit about the themes of the show, right?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of choose to see it as a good thing that they want to tell, you know, all those articles that say
it's just supercharged friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Steed and Ed are just in a supercharged friendship, or they're very subtle about it. I mean, they kissed each other. I don't really know how much more you want. I know Ed was like heartbroken and crying, like, you know, and he literally posted on his flag that he was heartbroken. So that happened June 1st at 1 p.m. So that insane joy, like, I mean, I was awake when they released the news, and they always release at around like 1 p.m. and it was just like, I don't think I went to sleep until 4 a.m. because everybody was just erupting with happiness and joy. And all the cast and crew were online, they were tweeting us and they were being so happy. And Reese was retweeting everything.
I was stone cold asleep because of jet lag. Couldn't have chose a better time to come back.
Vess was asleep for literally like 20 hours of the day for some reason.
Jet lag.
She slept for 17 hours on the flight and then came home and then slept 20 hours.
Yep.
Sleeping throughout the announcements.
The announcements and the renewal and all the excitement. I've missed it all.
Truly useless. So all of that excitement spilled into June 2nd. And then June 3rd, we have Our Flag Means Death Day. Because if you guys remember, episode 1 actually takes place on June the 3rd. An excellent day, according to Steed Bonnet's journal.
And on June 6th, Reese had his first stand-up show in a while called You've Seen My Stand-Up, where he high-fives everyone in Our Flag Means Death cosplay.
Yeah, so apparently he made everybody who was cosplaying stand up, and he went around and high-fived everybody. It was so sweet. And there was even somebody who was giving out swatches of the breakup rope. I actually commissioned them to make a breakup rope for me. I think they're using silk and velvet, like, so it's like they're making it as screen accurate as possible, which is really, really exciting. I'm still waiting on it now. So on June 7th, Taika had his Time 100 interview because he was voted one of the top 100 most influential people. So in his interview, he says, "It's a comedy, a sort of workplace comedy about pirates out on the high sea in the 1700s. But it essentially asks the question of what it is to be a man. People are like, oh, it's a comedy about pirates. It's actually a love story between two guys who happen to be on a boat." And you can see this happening multiple times throughout his multiple press junkets, where he emphasizes the importance of the LGBTQ plus community and the representation in the series, and the emphasis on OFMD being a romance.
And on the same day, the LA Times released an article where Taika acknowledges that it was 100% weird to kiss his old friend Reese, but they delicately took care of each other in those moments. Taika says that throughout the shoot, they improvised little touches on each other's shoulders, little tugging on each other's sleeves, and he says that even though some of it was out of frame, he thinks that it can still be read.
So on June 8th, there was a variety panel with Taika, Oscar Isaac, Zendaya, like a bunch of people from Hollywood. And Taika naturally started talking about Our Flag Means Death, highlighting the queer representation. And he also emphasized that David Jenkins created the series and how important it is to different communities and even to him. He talks about the importance of the OFMD community, the fandom, and how he likes to go online and look at the fan art and the soft gay porn, as he says, and he said that he gets off on it. And when asked whether he prefers being on set with superheroes or with pirates, Taika immediately replies, "Gay pirates, of course." Oscar Isaac also agreed and said, "Yeah, of course, gay pirates, who can beat that?"
On June 9th, Taika, during a Lightyear press junket, reveals that Our Flag Means Death Season 2 is going to be filming in New Zealand in October, which is actually much, much quicker than anyone had expected.
It is so, so fast. Like, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, they literally just got renewed. Okay, they've just ended. And I mean, I know a lot of people complain about how long it took them to renew, but I mean, this is an indie show. HBO Max didn't even spend any money on marketing.
Yeah, they're like fast-tracking it if it's going to be shot in October.
And Taika is so, so, so busy. He has so many projects, yet he's so excited. I mean, the whole cast and the whole crew, they're so excited to keep working on Our Flag Means Death.
Yeah, and Taika said that actually it was a weird place to shoot in LA because Our Flag Means Death is all on the ocean. So he's going to go down to New Zealand, which is actually surrounded by the ocean. And that is actually one of the things he's most excited about for the next year.
So this kind of ties into how Taika was in New Zealand. I think it was end April / early May. He was in New Zealand doing his Dad's on Tour
influencer Instagram series.
He was having an influencer era. He went to different places in New Zealand with his two daughters, and he was going around, like, he went to quite a few different places, including Sam Neill's farm or vineyard, where he stole grapes. And fun fact, Sam Neill has a cow named Reese Darby, and he had a pig named Taika Waititi, but I think the pig died. So when we think about when Taika was in New Zealand and the fact that they're going to be shooting Our Flag Means Death in New Zealand, plus the fact that the crew probably did know about the renewal before he went to New Zealand, we're gonna guess that he was probably there also scouting for Our Flag Means Death season 2.
Yeah, perhaps on like a location recce.
And Jermaine was apparently with him too, so let's hope that there's a chance of Jermaine being in season 2. Maybe as Hornigold, that's what everybody's saying. And David also invited Jermaine to be on season 2. So that's really, really exciting. For those who don't know, Jermaine Clement is one of Taika's great friends. They work on a lot of things together, including What We Do in the Shadows, the film, and What We Do in the Shadows, the series. On June 10th, we have another interview with Taika. Taika was very, very busy that week. He had another interview with Gold Derby about Our Flag Means Death specifically and what that means to him.
And on the same day, we had the Vanity Fair lie detector test interview with Taika and Reese.
We were very, very blessed that day with a lie detector interview where they interviewed each other, which is the best possible outcome because Taika is like famously bad at answering questions properly during interviews. And Reese really, you know, like kept him in check. And they were so cute. Like you can see how great they are together. Like as they're like really good friends and they kept making each other laugh like nonstop. It was so cute. I actually made a compilation of their giggles throughout the whole interview, and it is like free serotonin.
And on June 12th, David Jenkins wakes up and he decides to choose violence because he kept tormenting us on Twitter about Lucius being dead.
So David quote retweeted an artist who drew fan art of the whole crew with the season 2 announcement, and David retweeted that saying, "As a motherfucking crew." So then after that, he thought that he was being cute and he replied to his own tweet saying, "RIP Lucius, we miss you." And Nathan Fold replies to that with a kind of like a sad face with the water dripping out the nose. I mean, you know, the water dripping out the nose means that he's blowing water out of his nose. So I think that's a confirmation that Lucius is alive.
Is he not cry? Is that not a cry emoji?
No, that's the water coming out of the nose. Anyways, David Jenkins replies to that with a heart shape and a
puppy eye emoji.
And then he starts getting into like a song fight with someone from the fandom.
So OFMD quotes replies David saying, "I see your Elton and raise you one Gloria," with a link to "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. And David sees this and replies with a link to "Another One Bites the Dust" by Queen.
Yeah, so we're all thinking that David was writing Lucius's revival scene for season 2 that day, which is why he was feeling so cheeky and like trying to be cute and tormenting us with this "Lucius is dead" tweet. The more he talks about Lucius being dead, the more we know that he definitely is not dead.
Yeah, the more confident I am that he's like alive.
Yeah, and I saw somebody tweet a theory that Lucius is actually dead, but Nathan Fold comes back as his identical twin. I think that may be better than the Lucius is a mermaid theory.
So on June 14th, which is actually Flag Day, a day to celebrate the American flag.
Coincidentally, it's the first anniversary of the first day of filming Our Flag Means Death season 1. So Our Flag Means Death Twitter is actually retweeting everybody's creations for Our Flag Means Death, and they're using the hashtag Flag Day. So if you have any flags that you've made or any thing that you've made regarding Our Flag Means Death, you can tweet them.
And just a couple of days ago, on June 14th through the 16th, HBO Max was submitting Emmy nominations for Our Flag Means Death. On June 16th, Emmy ballots were announced, where basically all these different studios would send in ballots of people or episodes they would like to nominate for that particular category. And HBO Max nominated Our Flag Means Death for quite a lot of categories, which we'll try to break down now. So HBO Max actually submitted nominations for Outstanding Lead Actor, Outstanding Director, Comedy Series,
Costuming, Writing. Best Supporting Actors were for Taika and Vico.
Single Cam Editing, Hairstyling,
Production Design, Casting, Cinematography,
Period Costumes, Music Composition for a Series, Sound Editing, Sound Mixing,
Stunt Coordination, Stunt Performance, and Writing for a Comedy Series for Act of Grace and Wherever You Go, There You Are. So just to be clear, these aren't actual nominations yet. These are just ballots for possible nominations for when the Emmys come out and when for the nominees come out. So most recently, David Jenkins did an interview with Awards Radar where he did apparently a fantastic impression of both Taika and Reese. I saw somebody online say that he sounds more Kiwi than both of them.
And some extra tidbits that we want to highlight about Our Flag Means Death are:
the official score and soundtrack was released, which was composed by Mark Mothersbaugh, who is an American composer you may know from the band Devo, famous for their song Whip It from 1980. He's also composed for Sims 2, Thor Ragnarok, and Mitchells vs. the Machines.
Sims 2.
I've spent hours listening to his work.
And Our Flag Means Death spent 7 weeks as the most in-demand new series, with Star Trek Strange New Worlds taking over for 1 week. And then Our Flag Means Death came up as number one again for one more week. And that streak ended on 8 June when it was taken over by Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So this is pretty funny. David Jenkins tweeted when Strange New Worlds took over, "Welp, nothing lasts forever, but 7 weeks at number one is pretty damn good. We did this together, crew. Thank you on behalf of hashtag Our Flag Means Death, and good luck to Strange Trek Space Wars. Love this for them. However, when we came back for one more week of being the number one most in-demand series, David Jenkins tweeted, "Whoo, shit, looks like the cat came back." He's obsessed with cats.
Medieval cats.
So earlier I was talking about how Reese kind of always talks about how he's the supporting character. He's an actor who's always the supporting character. And he kind of, you know, it's kind of like low self-esteem. And there was an interview with Reese Darby where he said, "Eventually I got contacted by David and he said he'd like to see me on tape because he's auditioned a lot of people. I was very surprised it was for the lead character. Normally I don't do leads. I normally turn up in the cast, down the call sheet numbers quite a bit. The guy that makes everything funny when things start to get a bit of the yawn side. I'm that guy." So somebody retweeted this quote and said, "Do y'all ever think about this quote from Reese about how he was surprised to get the lead because he doesn't usually play leads, and then think about how his stand-up show sold out within minutes today, and how his lead role is in the most in-demand show and how many people love him." David retweeted this and said, "Reese should be the lead in so many things. After this, dips."
Meanwhile, Samba's cake collection has been growing ever since. And as of June 4th, there were 765 Roach's 40 orange glaze cakes.
It's so cute that he's literally counting every single one and saving all of them and making collages of them.
I just can't imagine his camera roll is just orange cakes.
Samba says in the post, "Y'all are lunatics and I love you." So cute.
So that's kind of all we have up till mid-June in terms of updates from the cast, crew, and news outlets.
We're definitely looking forward to more news. It seems like every day there's something new coming out, so it's a lot to keep up with. And we just wanted to record this episode so anybody who missed anything can kind of get caught up with the current goings on in the Our Flag Means Death fandom.
So we'll see you next week with our first ever interview on this podcast, where we talk to Stella, who is the author of a thread dissecting the significance of the moon, lighthouse, and balance in Our Flag Means Death. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.